town they were going to, the theater, it is not known which theater. But there was a terrible fire. And hundreds of people died at that time.
It's almost ironical that there was a Chicago fire and your
it
body
was
burned.
Fitting. It was fitting. If you knew my pop, it was fitting for him to die that way. He had said that he said to me many times that he escaped that old devil fire and he'd do it again. He was nearly killed as a young man after he left New York. He went through the fire in Chicago where he hurt his leg. There was a fire in Chicago some short time, 2 or 3 years after, in which he barely escaped. And it was...
fire had plagued him all his life.
Yes, apparently, and I thought it suitable, but not for a moment to die that way. It was very bad, very...
What about your husband? Would he have had a death certificate?
He didn't, I believe. He was buried in the Bald Mountain Cemetery.
Bald Mountain Cemetery?
Nevada, that was another name for Nevadaville. It was also known as Bald Mountain, and the cemetery was called that.
Bald Mountain Cemetery.
Yes.
In Nevadaville. And
yes.
I wonder if there was a courthouse or any place they would document a death.
There was. Others took care of that. I do not know what happened. I assume that the proper arrangements were made.
He was born outside of Fifeshire, Scotland, and do you know what year he was born that we could check back?
He was born September 12th, 1862. I do not know if there is a record or where it would be. His family lived, at least when he came to this country, lived in a small village, Coolvis. Fifeshire is, I believe, like a county. I do not know if they lived at that place when Andrew was born. Very probably.
Is there unions of people continue on after death, if you have soulmates, so to speak, or deep, some people seem that they talk about soulmates or deep relationships that exist beyond, and some churches even marry for life and eternity. Have you found this too?
Close relationship may continue as such if both parties desire that. It is not always done because we do not progress as two together. Each may require a different situation for their benefit, and it is better for each if they are content to separate. There is no problem with retaining that contact because it is done instantly.
out of desire.
That is true.
And Jean, just as you're here as a guide or guardian for Anne, some people feel that they have lived in multiple existences. Others feel that they have met people on this earth that have lived in another existence with them. That's why there's such instant camaraderie or instant union. And just as your soul, your essence is using Anne's body now, do souls come back to this plane to work through certain problems or to come back and give assistance as you have and actually walk in these bodies?
No, that is not done. It is not necessary. I have tried to explain to you the situations, the circumstances of life after our physical bodies have died, provide for us all the learning experience that we must have.
But what if one did not complete it at this level? What if the
It is never completed at this level that you speak of. It is not intended to be completed.
What are these experiences that people in all sincerity describe as coming from?
I may explain one thing to you that I have learned of rather recently. Some people, when they die, are left with all of the fears and afflictions and doubts and misconceptions that they have when living. And it is the task of counselors in different areas to try to make them see and understand where they are and what has happened to them and where their ideas are wrong. Occasionally, a person who so strongly believes that they will be reborn will enter the body of a baby and must live that life out. Once it has entered, it does not leave again. And the soul intended for that body must go elsewhere. It is a sad mistake, and it is a grave problem, because then they have two lives to sort through, and it is a delay is all. Delay.
Would God permit this to happen?
That is permitted. I believe I told you that we are as we think we are. And sometimes that idea of what happens, now that is not frequent. Even if a person dies with this idea, usually does not happen. They would have to make contact at the exact instant when that body was ready to be occupied, but not yet occupied. You understand?
And sometimes they
do not understand.
Well, and no, sometimes yes, they understand. We do.
But we always say we don't, so you'll explain it to us. Once we say we do, we don't know whether we do or not.
That is not generally known.
Are there bodies here for teachers or for guides to use to instruct from this side, just as you're instructing from that side?
To use, no. Although there are those on earth who follow that, I do not like to use this word. It is their task to provide instruction, and they are given insights that are not given to the ordinary person. But they are just people, and not one who has returned.
Where do these memories come from? And
they're not memories. They're not memories.
Are they other people imposing certain thoughts?
It is perhaps a counselor or a helper such as I, and it's only that they listen more carefully to this counselor. Perhaps sometimes the creator gives direct assistance.
And the counselor may not tell them that it's a counselor, but they may be picking up the memories of that counselor.
Memories, no. When I speak with her, she believes it is her own thoughts.
But she saw this home, and she believes she might have lived before, and she believes she might have been an ancient Chinese girl.
No, she was not. That was a dream.
What about these other experiences then, when someone lays back and relaxes and someone comes in and tells us how they died in another century? Is that a different soul other than the person superimposing himself on that mind?
It could be one such as I. It could be another who is using that body because it was left open to be used.
And left open is where they don't care whether they live or die, or whether
that is not what I meant.
No, it was a question. The cases I've had is where people have been and they don't care whether they live or die, or they're near death, or...
Well, it is possible that that state of mind would put them in a position to be used in that way. And a spirit who has not reconciled themselves to death, or for a variety of reasons, might be able to speak. Sometimes they do not have enough power for that, others do. It could also be that an evil could speak at this time.
Well, today we have these automobiles, and it's like if you don't lock your car, somebody can get in and drive it for a while.
Your automobile, yes.
You know, you had vehicles. If you leave your horse and wagon someplace and unattended, somebody else might. Our body is kind of the vehicle in which houses the soul, in which we then walk and use this vehicle.
Well, yes, it is something like that.
And you would kind of be riding in the back seat of Anne's buggy as she goes through life, coaxing her and counseling her which way to turn.
She hears me better now than she has in the past. Now she will think that it is her own idea. She will think that she has decided it. That is all right. That is the way it works, you understand. That is the method that is used. And
but other people can hop in the back seat of the buggy and coax.
Not at any time, only under special circumstances. And terrible illness can bring about those circumstances. Great fear, as is being done to her, hopefully to bring that about.
Well, our next talk, I think how we leave the doors open to our minds could greatly help us on how to keep things secure, would be the most thing that by talking to your counselor.
I do not believe that we will have a conversation in a short space of time. If it is not necessary to speak with you for her own protection, I will not.
All right, well then answer this for us now, please. How can we make sure our minds are locked to the intervention of others? What can we do to prevent that intervention of some other agency entering our thought patterns.
All right. First of all, from your position, it might be helpful to make people see that they can leave themselves open by their state of mind, not caring about yourself, or, and sometimes as a human will do, asking God to take you, wishing to die, as sometimes is the case. Can, but not always, bring about that state of mind. It is a willingness to have happen whatever may happen that may be caused because the person cares little about themselves at that time.
Then at that time, good and bad could enter, one or the other.
By whatever
chance.
If the person has a helper that is strong and alert, it may be prevented that an evil would enter, because what they would do would be to enter themselves for a time and protect that space. The person, she leaves, and there is an empty space. Sometimes people leave not really knowing what it is that they are doing. And if there is no protection, another can come in.
Jean, may I ask, I'd like to have two questions if you'd answer. You mentioned something about memory. What would be the difference between memory, and where is the memory stored versus the guide or protector who talks to us, and we assume that it is our memory? How could you define that difference?
What is the difference between your own memories
mm-hmm.
and what you hear? Well,
yes.
I will not instruct her or guide her as a memory. Her memories are strictly her own. When I speak with her, she will think it is her own thoughts, but not memories. Do you understand
yes.
the difference?
But she remembered your home and vision and thought it might have been a previous experience she had lived.
I gave that to her in a dream. I gave that to her.
Now, if other people do that, that's where the concept of reincarnation comes in, that I have lived before because I have these memories of the past. Is that what causes those?
It is not a memory. It was a dream. If, for instance, during an illness or at a particular time, if someone enters you, you may never know it, except that perhaps they have left behind a dream such as that, that you would then think a memory, but it is not.
What
and it causes confusion.
Now, do many of the counselors exist in three? We get frequently people in robes that appear to people in elements of three. Three people in robes. Sometimes they're interpreted as Jesus, sometimes as...
I have four counselors in my area. There are different... sometimes there are three and sometimes two.
Do they wear robes that are white?
I have tried to explain to your friend the appearance of the counselors, and it is most difficult. They do not wear clothing because it is not necessary.
Well, who are these people with robes that we hear and see so much about?
When you speak with her, when she comes back, she has been granted instruction. She will have seen a counselor who will not appear to her as he truly is, but how in a manner in which he could accept, and she will see him robed. Because it might be frightening to her to
not understand.
Well, she would not accept if she had to deal with this strange being. She would be too concerned with that and not concerned with what he has to say to her. So she is made as comfortable as possible. And if there is an appearance from a higher step to a living person, it is generally in a form that they would understand and yes. accept readily.
I have one more question, and then I'll have ended my question. You mentioned that the soul is occupied at a very brief moment of time. Could you tell me at what point in time is the soul occupies the body at conception, or when the heart begins to beat, or when it enters the world? Could you tell me that, if it's permissible for you to say?
Yeah, my understanding is that that happens at conception.
The moment of conception?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Jane, we're here, and we know that you're there. We are perplexed, and the space of time that you're talking about before we talk again is for her sake, or a period of respite for us, in a sense, until we put things together.
It is her choice.
It is her choice. Uh-huh. All right, I understand that. The counselors know that. Whether someone else comes to us during that period of time, or what else happens, will be up to God then, whatever, or whatever.
It is true. If, however, that the problem that she has at the moment, if it continues and if she needs another period of instruction from us, more than I can do for her myself, then I will let her know and she may tell you. If at another time she becomes more comfortable, perhaps we may speak again, but at this time it is in her mind to stop.
Well, the perplexities of the world go on.
Then, Jane, you wouldn't mind, and if I say a prayer, since she loves to hear me pray with her, and not for her, but with her, then is it your choice to leave now, then?
Yes.
Was any last parting words you'd like to share with us? Until next time.
No, I believe I have expressed myself fully. Have you?
Yes.
And has the doctor?
Oh, yes, I could always talk on longer, but I respect what you're doing. And we're past the time that I had set as my deadline, anyways.
Well, Jane, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God and the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit be the force, the power within us that will guide us in what we do, and it may guide Anne back to us here with that complete protection in His will and in His strength and in His power. And this is always my prayer, even though it may be silent, even though Anne may not hear it or you may not hear it, but it is always in my soul and in my mind and in my heart. So then as I ask you then to protect her as much as we ask God to protect her and us in even what we do here, so that His guidance may be the ultimate by which we may respond to. And that is my deepest faith and trust. And in God I have no fear of anything else but God. And that we do love God. And we love the Creator who gave us life, who gave us energy, who gave us thought and mind and being. you're back with us now, and have that deeper faith that you will have, even though things may appear to you, whether it be in a dream or in a thought or in whatever way, accept the deepest, most strongest power in the universe, and that is God and the Holy Spirit. Have the deeper faith within you that no one nor anything can affect you other than it be the will of God. And then being the will of God, it is acceptable. So you may open your eyes then whenever you want to, Anne. Whenever you feel comfortable. Did you have a nice dream?
Really weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird.
What did you experience?
I got to the end of the tunnel and there was a man waiting for me. He was very soft spoken. He took me to a place, but it wasn't a place. Sort of like if you had fog in your living room. Because there was something to sit on.
What was he wearing?
He was wearing a robe-like thing, sort of white.
Was a man like a priest or like a...
Well, his hair was kind of long. And he was wearing a robe. Now, I didn't think it was Christ. I didn't have that feeling. But sort of like the pictures I've seen, you know, with long hair and a robe. Maybe that's what I mean. Kind of long, longish hair. But he seemed very kind.
You remember anything he said?
Well, there was a white sort of couch. It's funny. He asked me if I would like to sit down, and I did. And he said, "Would you like anything to eat or drink?" And I am thirsty.
I'll get you some water.
He said, I said I'd like something to drink, and he said, "Is it there?"
You were asking me, he said, "I'm going to get something to drink."
He said, "It is there," and I looked, and on my right there was a table with a glass, clear glass, that looked like it had water in it, but when I tasted it, it tasted like, it was sweet, like juice, only I couldn't say it was any certain kind of juice, but it was perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
But I would swear when I sat down on the couch that the table and the glass weren't there. Or I didn't notice them anyway.
There when you needed them.
Yes. Anyway, so I talked to him. I don't know what we talked about.
You want to sit up, Anne? You can have a typical little drink that way.
No, 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 no. I don't know what we talked about, but I think I talked to him a long time.
Could you describe the room?
Well, it wasn't a room. There was a couch.
It was there what she needed.
And it was sort of foggy. Now, he was talking to me, and I sort of remember from time to time he would gesture. I was sitting here and he was sitting on the couch down there, right? And he would gesture with his left hand, and I could see something in the mist that was over here, and it was all misty. But I had the feeling that there were other people or something out there that I couldn't see, but I didn't hear it. I don't know. God, it's weird. I saw you. That was...
You saw who?
I saw us. All of us. I saw me too. From that angle, looking into this room, right at the end, he stood up and I stood up and he said, look, and I looked and I didn't see anything. And I said, look at what? And he went like this and put his hand on my shoulder and he said, look again. And I looked and I could see into the room. And I could see you. I couldn't hear you.
I wasn't talking.
Well, I couldn't hear anybody.
Oh, okay. So,
and he said, they're waiting for you. And that was it.
Isn't that phenomenal?
I saw a wave to him. Thanks.
Thank you for protecting
me. But all three of us.
That, you know, that there is this other dimension right here we can't see, but they know everything that's going on.
Well, it was a little bit farther away than that wall is, but from that side anyway. In other words, I could see all three of us. There they are! And it was funny, the fog that was in that place was also around here, around in this room.
Yes, sir.
And I looked in, but as I watched, I don't know whether that was Jane. I wonder if that was Jane leaving. There was a mist sort of over me, heavy. I don't know if it was coming from me or over me. A vapor. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was sitting here in this dress. I had this dress on, though, when I was talking to him.
No, except what happened to us, that would be like people see themselves on a deathbed that look back down upon themselves and what everybody's doing. I mean, that experience you're having now is frequently described by people who die, who come out of their body and look back on the operating table. Okay.
I had an out-of-body experience and looked down on myself.
I wonder if this is what the prophet describes as heaven. You know, we always look up the sky as heaven. I wonder if they saw this mist and this cloud. Remember, whenever you read the Bible, it says he spoke in a cloud.
What they said you were seeing was what you could understand.
What?
What you were seeing was
what
structured.
What I was seeing when? You mean?
The man in the robe. Okay.
Oh, okay.
The man in the robe, that room, the fog, was there because that was something you could relate to. And they said you wouldn't remember what they talked about, but it would be within you and would give you guidance and counsel.
And I don't remember, but I know I talked to him for a long time.
Could that be what they mean, a veiling or partial veiling?
I think what she saw as Anne now is what she could conceive. Either the other part of her mind or the reality of what is constructed that room and that thing in a mystic vapor. When you wanted something, it was there. And then it lets you look back upon yourself being here, and so you can go on back. Now, they say it's different than that. What they gave to you was something your mind could conceive.
Be comfortable with.
Yeah. You could have sat on the pure air. And you could have said,
But I'd have probably always been looking down.
And the man that met you was, in essence, wasn't that is the way he really looks. That's the way you could.
How did you know that?
They told us. They told us what you would see. We've been told this before.
Oh.
You weren't here, but we were here while you were. If you don't remember what they were telling you, we sure remember what you were telling us.
If we don't, that's what God is.
Well, I wonder why I don't remember.
That's an interesting concept, because one wonders if we sleep at night and get counseling and don't remember. One wonders if...
Well, and the Bible says where that man is in his most deepest sleep, that God comes in and teaches him. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, this is why I was so amazed when they said the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. You have to, I think you and I will sit and listen to the tape maybe tonight or tomorrow night, come over to the house and poke it up and I, you know.
Yeah, don't erase that part. Let her listen to the part and see if she wants to erase it, because I would like to hear that. So you may not want to erase anything, because there's a lot to you about, you erase the, if you hadn't heard what they said, you would have lost a third of the tape. It's very valuable.
Oh, that much?
But I want to know how she approached it originally. Remember I said when something happens, you approach it, what are your total options? It could have been them. It could have been another agency altogether, other than you three. It could have been your own unconscious mind that had an experience and now is dreaming this stuff. Okay? You'll get a kick out of what they said. And I think...
I will? A kick?
To me, you got to walk with a half fun way. You got to trust God enough. You can't take everything so seriously.
Well, what we can do is that when Ann listens to the tape, that let her decide if she wants to present it to any group or not. Leave the tape whole as it is.
Yeah, well, she don't have to decide it today, but I would like someone to listen to myself again about that. So it brings in a third agency. Same as the Mary tapes, it brings in this is not your imagination making it because of your experience. It is not Jane, but it's somebody
else. Oh, it's not Jane.
Simple use of fear by another agency. She'll tell you who the agency is.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And as I told you, fear they'll begin to manipulate you. Without that, they can't.
Yeah. Then we ask her about her mother and dad. She tells all about what happened to her dad. How he died, where he died.
We have the date on this tape, don't we?
I said it, but I got the wrong one.
August 29th.
Yeah, well, it's all right. I corrected you. We're done, aren't we? I mean.